Hey, Bijman, Hushang, whatever your name is, let's go.
Bijan.
Yeah, let's go.
First, I have to get permission.
Don't get on my
permission
nerves.
Permission from the
You're
owner.
Starting
hey,
up again.
Hey, me. Stop it.
He's going
Stop
back
it.
On his
Jacob,
promise.
Calm down, everyone. Just calm
Stop
down.
It.
Listen to me. Give him the bag of money, and then we'll go together to get permission from him.
Give
no,
it
no.
to me.
I'll tell you, I'll tell you. That's our house right there.
Which Let's floor
go.
Is it?
Let's go. Come on.
Come on. Just keep walking. Keep walking.
You know, I think it would be interesting if you could see what you'd end up looking like when you grow older. I'm excited because I don't have to wait until I grow old. In a few hours, I'll get to see how I look as an old woman.
Forget all this talk about getting older. Right now, I'm just wondering what the men are up to. Do you think they finally found her?
I'm sure they have. By now, they've given him the money and he's taken them to her house.
No, I bet you that he took the money and ran away. And afterwards, they go visit the house and try to find that it's empty. And once they come back, they'll think that Homa went through a time machine and is sitting right here. Marzie, stop it, will you? There's no stopping your imagination when it starts running wild. All the things you say.
You look just as excited as Mr. Ferdos.
You know, being old isn't so bad.
Be careful what you wish for. When you get old, life has a way of weighing you down when you least expect it.
I didn't mean I want to grow old. What I meant was that I like old women. They're all wrinkly.
When you get old, you're not only constantly upset about being old, but you also resent others for being so young.
But it's only when you grow old that you start learning how to think young.
Everyone's trying to fill Omid's shoes by quoting Professor Banai.
Oh, yeah.
After
come
you,
on,
after you.
Come on in.
All right.
Come on in, Mr.
Right.
Ferdos. Come on.
Everyone go
no,
inside.
Not you. Only Mr. Ferdos is
oh,
allowed to come
is
in. What are you
commotion?
Doing?
Hey, we're doing something.
The old woman
Why
is not going to like
oh,
it.
Come on, keep going.
All right, calm down. No. How many of
come
us
on,
can
not
come
again.
Inside?
Only you,
He's
Mr.
asking
Ferdos.
For too much. Come
no,
on,
no,
anybody
wait
else.
A minute. Wait a minute.
Did she really tell you that?
Only one person?
Only.
All right, everyone. You guys stay here. I'll go upstairs with him
but
to
Mr.
see
Ferdos,
if it's her.
But Mr. Ferdos, it could be
no.
an ambush.
No, no,
so
don't
I think
worry.
Somebody
no,
should come
worry.
With you. We want one
no,
person to go with him.
No, she won't
no,
like
no, no,
you.
No, no,
it doesn't
you
matter.
It's still all right if I go.
Ferdos,
that's
it.
Has a four man
no,
entourage.
It's all right. I'll go alone. I'll go inside
no,
by myself.
No, no.
That's
no,
the best.
Go back outside.
Come on.
Go back outside.
That's not right.
Yeah.
You know that's not right.
I'm pushing you out. How do you like that?
What are you doing? Come on.
I swear, if you touch one head on his hair, I'll kill you.
Get back here. Hey, you're listening to me?
Go outside.
All of you, get out. Get out now. Get out.
Nothing better happen to him, huh? His sister better be up there. You're in big trouble.
Wait outside. He'll be fine.
Go
ahead.
If his sister's not up there, you're in big trouble. I'll see you later.
We'll be waiting outside. Let us go immediately if anything happens.
Of course.
Don't let us down.
Go out.
Just look at how easily that wimpy little guy threw us right out of there.
What do we do now?
We'll give him 5 minutes. If they're not out in 5 minutes, I swear I'm gonna jump over the wall.
They'll arrest you if you do that. What's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah? Who's gonna arrest
me?
Ferdos agree we should stay outside, so just calm yourself.
Let's go sit on those benches in the park. We can still keep an eye. Huh?
Which unit is it?
Keep going
up. This one, isn't it?
Just keep going. Don't, don't forget the promise.
Yes, I won't forget. Don't worry.
Please.
This is it? This is the one?
Yes, this is where she lives. Ma'am, we're coming in.
Not you, Khosrows. Stay outside until I call you.
Thank you.
He's right. We shouldn't have let the old man go inside all by himself. He's even got the money with him. What if they're waiting upstairs to ambush him and take the money? What do we do then?
Jack?
He doesn't have guts to do that.
Does the place have a back door?
I just looked, but I couldn't see one.
Nothing bad.
Can't trust anyone in this.
Can you imagine the moment they see each other after years of being apart?
So naive.
Homa? Oma.
You've aged so much, Amir.
You've been gone for so many years. And now that I found you, you're hiding?
You've kept me waiting for many years. Yet you can't even wait a few moments. I'm going to bring you some tea. I stopped that clock after you and Hushmand left me all alone here. I want you to wind it up again with your own hands.
Well, hello. How are you? Are you well? Kareem!
Uh-huh.
Keep this safe until I come back.
Well, did she finally give you some money?
No, don't open it. Don't open it.
I thought you said you weren't after her money, huh?
Don't start with me. Keep it safe.
All right.
Thanks for the bread, Ali. Can you buy one more?
I've bought four pieces already. Don't you want to have lunch?
We're talking about a few pieces. It ain't gonna spoil my lunch.
All right, he's with his sister now. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Yeah, bring the money.
The money?
Where's the money?
But the money's mine.
You mean you stole the money?
Well, I held up my part of the deal, so the money belongs to me now.
I thought you said he's naive and simple-minded. You see, he's hid the money.
We're the simple-minded ones,
right?
You better watch your back, son.
Thanks for sitting down. Well, was it her?
I don't know. He went inside. She wouldn't let me in with him. Are you sure that I am your brother? Are you absolutely sure?
Well, Amir, what kind of question is that? Is it how old I've become? So old you no longer recognize me?
No. That's what I meant. I just meant that I just thought that
So, Khosrow, tell me, how you ended up working for the old woman?
Well, at first, my father was the one working for her.
And?
And ever since my father passed away, I've been filling his shoes.
Well, don't try and sweet-talk us into feeling sorry for you because you lost your father,
watch
huh?
Watch what you say. You watch your mouth.
Were you sweet-talking us? Don't talk.
Don't dare you touch me.
Leave him alone.
This is my neighborhood.
Don't try to be tough with us, huh?
Easy. Take it easy.
This is my neighborhood.
Don't make me smack you.
I make the rules over here.
Tell me. Why doesn't the old woman ever allow anyone to see her?
Me smack you. I make the rules over here.
Tell me, why doesn't the old woman ever allow anyone to see her?
Well, how would I know?
Do you at least know what she's afraid of?
I don't know exactly. She just didn't want anybody else to see her.
Listen, Parampi Drum Paris, whatever
your
name is.
Of course, get it straight.
Whatever. I think you've been lying.
Yes.
Tell me, how can you be her private worker when you're always out on the street?
Oh, well, you see, I work in the newspaper stand.
Get your hands off my leg.
Right over there, you see? At first, she used to call me by phone whenever she needed my help. But now, whenever she needs something, she signals me by putting a flower pot on her window ledge, like Daisy.
Yeah.
And at night, I wait until she turns off the light before I go home.
Really?
I don't believe a word you say.
It's true.
How much does she pay you?
You know, enough to eat well.
Don't laugh.
Wipe that smirk off your face, huh?
Don't touch me.
Take it easy.
The guy thinks we're his friends.
You'd love us to be your friends, wouldn't you?
I haven't seen my brother for so many years. Please don't tell me that you're not Amir.
Don't cry. Don't be upset. Don't be upset. Why are you crying? You found your brother now, so there's no reason to cry. Will you come out of the house now? Will you come out now? Good.
Just look. Take a good look at my hand, Amir. I really should get this treated, you know. I never went to see a doctor.
That's a good idea. Sure, sure. You should do that. You should see a doctor for treatment.
I guess so.
Well, tell me, are you happy that you found your brother at last?
Yes. Of course it is. So much. It means...
I understand.
It means the world to me to have you here.
I understand. Why are you crying?
What? They're tears of joy. Oh. I'm sorry. The tears of joy. I don't know what I should say.
Tell me about yourself. What have you been doing all these years?
Nothing. Just daily life inside the house, really. I never ever leave the house. I spend most of my time reading the newspaper.
You shouldn't imprison yourself at home any longer. It's time you come out and start mixing with others. You should go and see your family and... You do have a family, right? Where do they live? Do they live around here?
Of course we do.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
Good. I'm happy. I'm happy that you're feeling better.
Dear son has become a brawler and took it upon himself to beat up a football coach.
Listen to me, my father hates two things. First of all, football, and second, he hates those raisins you're eating.
Are you the football player?
I'm a football coach, but if I find a better occupation, I will change. There wasn't
Last
a choice
time.
Back then.
Nobody is even allowed to say its name in this house.
Football, football, football.
He died.
Died?
What?
Mr. Mashallah.
Oh my.
Mr. Mashallah was my one and only uncle.
Has left all of his wealth to his nephew, Hashmat Suri.
What can turn hatred into love? Money,
or family.
We can get a couple of acres of land and start building towers on it. That we buy a football team.
You've reached a point where you allow yourself to propose shameless acts to me! How dare you!
Money isn't football now.
A man who can't stand football becomes one big fan.
Now, with the help of Mr. Payam here, I want to make you a football star.
And even pursues it as a career.
I will buy a football team, a winning team, the best team, the greatest team, with the greatest formation! 3-5-2!
3-5-2 on iFilm.
I said get up, huh?
You mean to tell me she has no friends, family, relatives, or anyone else to visit her, right?
No, she has no one. I've never seen anyone visit her.
That's strange. Well, thank God she's found her brother, I mean. But I guess that also means that you're out of the job now, isn't it?
I'm just so happy that I got my reward.
What? Exactly. You better think again. The money's only yours if she's a sister. Otherwise, you have to return the money.
Yeah.
Listen to me, Pejman. We've been waiting for 2 hours. What the hell's going on over here?
For God's sake, my name is Corso.
All right, whatever.
If he's not out in a little while, we're all going in after him.
Yeah, I agree.
Nobody goes inside. I'm sorry.
Come on.
No way, Jose.
How do we know that it's okay to go in?
Whenever she puts the flower pot on the... It's there.
What happened?
What happened over there?
She put the flower pot there?
Sir, you didn't tell her about the reward, did you?
Was it really her? Really hope she was your sister.
Sir, you didn't tell her, did you?
We can't take it anymore. Tell us.
Did you meet your sister?
What do we do with the money? Should he keep it?
Sir, did you meet your sister?
What do we do with the money?
Our congratulations in order.
You may go inside.
And then it must have been her.
That's it.
So it's settled? Thank God it was your sister.
All right,
I'll tell
let's
you
go.
Everything on the way.
We're out of here. Go.
Look, he even left the door open.
Forget it.
So everything worked out.
What are you staring at, huh? Go home to your wife and family already. She doesn't need you anymore.
My life feels so empty. I really got used to her.
Didn't you want to look for a new place, huh? Then go look for one. A new place isn't going to find itself.
I will.
She's finally found her family. So what are you upset about?
I don't know. Kareem?
What?
Will you hand me my bag?
I think it's better if I keep the bag. Whenever you find a new house, I'll come with the money and negotiate for you. There are a lot of crooks out there.
No way, Jose. I think it's better if I keep it.
Suit yourself. Here. You can count it to make sure that it's all there.
Good night, Kareem.
You mean this woman's been waiting at home all these years for her brother to show up?
It doesn't make sense.
Ooh.
Mr. Ferdos says that it's not her, but she believes he's her brother. Something doesn't add up.
It's simple. Mr. Ferdos is not her brother. She only thinks that Mr. Ferdos is her brother. He only played along because he didn't want to hurt her feelings, right?
Why did you do that?
Do you think I was wrong?
You weren't wrong, but...
But what?
Do you really think... You did the right thing?
I didn't have the heart to deprive her of the joy of finding her long-lost brother after so many years of one. It's true that I didn't find my sister. But in her heart, she found her brother.
Sir, there's just one unsolved mystery left. I don't get it. You mean you're just going to let what's-his-name keep the money?
There's also one more unsolved mystery. Now we'll never know what Mabube will look like when she's old.
Joking aside, she's right. Me and my wife were talking about the same thing last night. There must have been some good that came out of this, right?
Absolutely. A lot of good came out of it. You see, I learned something from this, something very important. If God takes something away from you, he'll replace it with something else. God might have taken my sister away from me, but instead he replaced her with not one, but two sisters. One of my sisters is Mabube, who reminds me of Homer when she was young. They look so alike. And the other one is the woman I met today. Her heart. Her dreams of having a brother. And that reminded me of my sister Homer. Whom I love.
Reza, darling, get up and see who it is.
I wonder who it could be at this time. Who is it? Who is it?
Who is it, Reza?
No one's answering. No one's here. It was probably just some kids playing a prank. Huh. Let's go. Hey, what's this?
Here?
Wait a minute. That's our bag. It's the same bag we gave to Khosrow. Khosrow! What if it's a bomb? Money.
Huh?
Yeah. It's crazy. He almost killed himself to get the money, and now he returns it?
Strange.
Khosrow!
He returned the money. What do you know?
I bet he's hiding somewhere around here.
Khosrow!
Come on, come out. We know you're there. We know you're here. Come out.
He left the money and ran off.
What a weird person.
He brought all the money. Take it. He's gone. Let's go. All in a day's work. We found this bag.
Hey, where did you find this?
We found it behind the door.
Isn't that the same bag we gave what's his name? What's in it?
Abracadabra. Look.
It's all the money.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I can't believe that he returned it all.
All of
it's
it.
It's all here.
I'll call him Khosrow from now on.
What's that?
It's a letter.
Oh, the poor guy.
Read it out loud.
I, Khosrow, decided to return all the money. I know that I have upset you. I swear to God that I love the old woman like my own mother. I thought by doing this, she would leave the house. But she still refuses to come out and get some fresh air. I'm sure it would cheer up if she did. I hope she doesn't fire me. I really wish she would let me live on the first floor, but even if she doesn't, I won't be upset. At first I thought of buying a house with the money, but it's not enough. I've never bullied anyone for money before, so I had a guilty conscience. I'm happy with my life right now. Not only is the old woman paying me well, but I'm also pleasing God by doing a good deed. For my sake, please don't tell the old lady anything. If you want, you can thank me by buying a doll for my daughter.
I swear I love the old woman. All I want is for her to leave the house.
Why didn't you get my newspaper today?
Ma'am, is that you? I can't believe it's you! Oh my God!
Go clean the first floor! Afterwards, take your wife and daughter's hands and bring them here.
Yes, ma'am! Yes!
And Khosrow, if you ever need money, you can just ask me. I don't want you to take money from anyone else.
Are you talking to me?
Khosrow, what's gotten into you, huh?
Kareem, I have become weightless. I'm flying so high right now. I think I've been touched by an
An angel.
Thank you.